Time now for our gold medal winning master gardener, Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you? I am wearing gold today, if that helps.
That's very helpful. You can just tell. Hey, I got to ask you something. Now I got thinking about this a little bit. First of all, have you ever won a gold medal in gardening? You know, at a competition? Well, you're a rose grower, and rose people, they compete, man.
Yeah, well, I've won some ribbons here and there. I did, obviously, nothing like this. People, you're just that
odd. Well.
But I did win a national award for by the, was put on by the Department of Transportation, and it was recognizing my efforts for beautification along I-35 for places like the Rose Garden and Lake Place and stuff like that. And that was a national award that I received about a decade or so ago. So,
well, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
the award was down in Texas and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet. So you got to travel to the other end of I-35.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you tossed little handfuls of seeds out all the way along so that you were doing your beautifying part.
My Lady Bird Johnson imitation all the way down.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it now. Say, tell me a little bit about, like I say, I got thinking about this a little bit. There are competitions for gardeners. I mean, everything from county fairs and state fairs for produce, for competitions, for roses, and, you know, I mean, just about everything's got a competition involved where you can bring your very best fill-in-the-blank that you grew and have it judged against other people's. What do you think? You know, I mean, sports is a thing where you compete against, you know, yourself or other people, and that's kind of the point. But what do you think is the bigger picture when you talk about competing to grow fruits or vegetables or flowers?
Well, my experience with it is people are just out to celebrate what they've done and to show people. And it's not so much about beating the other person as it is encouraging other people that they can do it too. It's not so much that, you know, my rose beat your rose, is that this rose is beautiful, look at it, and you can grow it too. There are lots of, like you said, there's competition for everything, and certainly in the growing world there's competitions, whether they're fairs or shows or or displays, but oftentimes it isn't about one person beating another person as it is celebrating what everybody's done. So I've been encouraging others to try it.
So it's a kindler, gentler kind of competition.
Yes, exactly. For at least my experience has been with that I've been involved with.
I know that some of the people I know that compete, for example, in confirmation in dog shows, take the idea that they're working really, really hard to improve the breed, and they take this uber seriously. I mean, these are people that are really, you don't want to get sideways to them about anything because but their idea is that they're trying to keep making a better, healthier, sounder fill in the blank. When there are some of these competitions with exotic plants and fruits and vegetables, are people just trying to make like apples, you know, like the whole University of Minnesota doing the whole apple thing? Is the idea we're just going to make the coolest apple ever?
Well, I think there's some of that, depending on, you know, the university's program is really built around making a lot of money for the university as well.
Right.
As far as apple breeding, it's the world's most renowned apple breeding program. So it is not only that, it's about creating and growing food and providing opportunities for people to grow food. It's kind of an odd mix with gardening. It's maybe different than pets or dogs or things like that, where there is a component of competition, but it's also about trying to create, like you said, with pets, but on a different level with food, trying to create plants or food that are more disease tolerant or insect tolerant or more fragrant or whatever it happens to be. But it's all about celebrating what folks are doing with that when they do most of the time put it in the competition. Because there's generally not, as far as the novice or the non-professional, there's not a lot of financial reward with it. You might get, in the case of, let's say, the Duluth, the Lake Superior Rose Society has the Rose Show, and you get a couple different trophies, but they're traveling trophies, so you get to keep it for a year, and then the next person gets to keep it. So it's really about sharing the experience rather than...
Than saying, here's my gold medal.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that they even...
Nothing wrong with that.
But, they even gave John a nice little bag to keep it in.
Yeah, and I've heard from numerous people that that he's just so gracious with it, and he lets people hold it, and he wants it to be where people can see it, and you know that's. It's very cool how he's handling that, and how his community is embracing him and the rest of the players on that team. And so.
Yeah, well, we're pretty lucky to have the folks that we have here in this community, and been very generous with their time and their talents, and which reminds me. You're generous with your time and your talent. Just want to say a little thank you to you as long as I'm thinking about it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I was thinking just a little bit ago, this is our 20th year
of you and I talking about
gardening. So, and we still haven't solved your backyard issue.
No, we haven't solved the backyard issue. We haven't figured out a way to to definitively get rid of burdock yet either. But that you know, it's important that we have goals, Tom. We can't we solve all the problems at once, and where does the show go from there?
Yeah, that's right. That'd be it.
We just have to throw up our hands and say, well, I guess we're done. So,
done.
Jesus, it's been great.
The backyard is done. We're done.
All the problems are solved. Hey, TK.
Hey, quick. I was going to point out quick.
You bet.
This Thursday is the kickoff to Great Gardening on public television. That starts at 7 o'clock. Our live hour and a half long show. So
are you still doing this with Bob Olin?
Yes. Yeah. And Bob and my 16th year of doing Great Gardening.
15th,
together.
Did you say?
16th.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's a newcomer to the broadcast thing, but that's okay. You and Bob Olin, I cannot think of a better pair any place on the planet. Congratulations to you for that. And, hey, let's talk in a couple of weeks, okay?
Sounds good. You have a good day.
Tom Casper, our host for 20 years of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, right here on 103.3 KUMD.